from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do? About the boys in blue.
Hey man,
now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey man,
what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey man,
how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Hey man,
what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
It is that time on a Wednesday as we are now joined by your skipper of the Royals. Mac Trero joins the show here on Fesco and Dusty, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com. Hey, Matt. How you doing today, buddy?
Good. We're definitely starting with the first pitch for Monday, right?
Yes, we definitely are. First, but we got to start with the new song. Did you like the new version?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't in from the beginning of it. I didn't hear the whole thing, but the part I heard there at the end was really good.
Okay, we can play it again. Are you ready?
No.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
I still like the voiceover from last week, but.
Yeah, the voiceover from last week is good. I heard from a lot of people who said, you better never get rid of that one. I said, no, we're going to keep that. And then the old number fives are like, hey, we got a new one for you. And they sent it over. I'm like, I really like it. I thought they did a great job.
No, that was good. That was good.
So, let's start with the first pitch. I'll lead you into that because Dusty doesn't want to talk about himself. And then he can talk about me being an embarrassment to hot dogs everywhere. I thought Dusty was really good, man. Like, that was a good first pitch, wasn't it?
I agree. Yeah. Dad used the two hands to squeeze it. And I don't know if it was over the plate, but height wise, it was great. And I think he looked like he had a little nerves going before he got out there, but then he calmed it down and stepped up to the plate and delivered.
Yeah. I came up to you beforehand. I said, you said aim high. I had that in the back of my mind. And I thought it was funny. I was telling Bob this. I was like, you know, it's nice. You know, we both kind of like nice to finally meet you. Then my dad goes, and I'm his father. And I was like, okay, Dad, calm down. But it was good times. It was good times. It was, I think it was over the plate. But, at that point, I think I kind of blacked out And then after I got it to my dad and he caught it, I pointed to you and said, I think we did the right job. And then here we are. And then after all that, Bob takes all of my good sort of juju and just gets absolutely walloped in the hot dog races relish.
I did not know you were in the hot dog race.
That's good. Yeah, because it was an
nobody
awful,
does now.
Yeah, it was an awful performance by me, but I got back to our seats and my daughter goes, "Dad, that was awesome. I'm proud of you." I'm like, "Okay,
that was Monday night or last night?"
Monday night.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, that's not the kind of thing I'm locked into.
You're not locked into the hot dog race during a game? What the heck are you doing? It's not like Cody has done it three times now, our midday host, because like he really wants to win it and still can't. And so he's kind of got it mastered. Like I thought it was going to be like one of those, like where my legs weren't going to be able to move. And then I started to go and I'm like, oh damn, I should have really got out of the gate better, but they're already ahead of me. And yeah, I don't want to face play it, make a not top 10. So I'll just hang out. But my kid was proud, man. You know what it's like to be a dad. Oh, you know, wow. Kids are proud of you, right? That doesn't happen a lot.
I wish I had known. You undersold that. You didn't even mention it when you said Dusty was going to throw out the first pitch.
Well, I didn't know till Friday afternoon. They didn't tell me. You know? They didn't give me that one. So
who'd you race?
I raced Cody, one of the guys from the Midday Show, and Nate Taylor, who covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. And so Nate was a track star in high school, and he ended up winning. And I'm standing around waving. I'm like, oh, they already took off, and I got to watch the tarp. So
yeah.
We'll get you out there and do the hot dog race one inning.
No, he needs.
Actually, you may be too tall for it.
Yeah, he's also in a pennant race. I think I'd rather I'd rather him finish first in a pennant race than a hot dog race. Before we get into that, Coach, I want to ask you this real quick. My last name is Likens, okay? So my whole life, it's been called Likens or some sort of. Have you ever heard your name this way?
Matt Quattraro.
Yeah, I've heard just about everything. I mean,
Matt Quattraro.
That's not bad, actually. I've talked over the years numerous times about different pronunciations. I mean, some of them have had a B in there somewhere. You know, there's usually leave an R out, all that kind of stuff. But I have a distant relative who has made it his life, especially since he retired, to compile all the mispronunciations and misspellings that you get on junk mail and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there are thousands of them.
How long did it take your wife to figure out how to pronounce it and spell it?
Oh, no, she's... No,
right away?
No, yeah, I mean, we've been dating since high school, so she's been figuring it out. She figured it out quickly.
All right, there you go. Because a lot of times people get married and they got these long last names, like my friend Coach Luke Schneblin, right? Mm. I don't even think he knows how to spell his last name, let alone the kids, right?
Well, we also went to school. My wife went to elementary and middle school with a guy, and his last name has more consonants in it than anything I've ever seen. And she, to this day, spells it letter for letter, and it's kind of her thing. She's an English major, teacher, all that, so she takes pride in that.
Awesome. All right, so I was watching the Angels version last night of the broadcast, and they brought something up that I thought was interesting. I like popping on the other broadcast every once in a while to see what they're saying about our team. And the one thing that they talked about, which I don't think we talk about enough in Kansas City, is the way that Vinny's playing good baseball, but it's like we almost forgot he missed basically all of last year and got a shoulder reconstructed in the offseason. How much more impressive to you does that make what he's doing now?
Yeah, exactly, because you can't take for granted how hard it is to bounce back from that. I mean, everybody said, oh, whatever surgery you come back from, right, they say 6 to 8 months or 1 year, whatever the case is, but that's just to get back on the field, to have the mental component of it be cleared up and understand, like, you're not going to just feel 100% the minute they get to that 6 to 8 months. You're dealing with stuff at all times. And that's probably still the case for Vinny. You know, I mean, he got back on the field, he put a ton of work in, but he's dealing with stuff on a day-to-day basis, as would anybody that's going, you know, coming through rehab. So it's extremely impressive. And, you know, he got off to a rough start and was able to right the ship and has been one of the, if not the most consistent run producers throughout the whole season.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, and it seems to me now when he gets to the plate, like, all right, automatic double, here we go. Vinny's driving him in. Like, he's just seeing the ball so well, you know?
Well, that's one of his, you know, strengths for sure, is how he sees the ball. You know, his swing decisions, his plate discipline, you know, there's a reason that he puts the ball in play as much as he does and doesn't strike out, is because he has he has that ability, but he also works on it.
When you look at this team moving forward and maybe you start to gain more trust in guys as games start to get a little bit more down to the nitty-gritty, you still might have a chance to have Alec Marsh be an impact. Hunter Harvey should be coming back. Irsig's been pretty good. Bubic has been pretty good this year. Do you start to kind of piece together, and again, I have no idea how to manage a baseball team, obviously, but do you start to kind of get into a rhythm of like, okay, these are my guys every time in this situation, this is his inning, and then you start to make a push towards that playoff that is here before we know it with the way things are going with your ball club right now?
Well, I mean, we make a push towards winning every day. I mean, that's our goal, right? I mean, we're not thinking, well, at this point in the season, we'll change and go to this. We're trying to win every night, you know, and that's why you have to create depth. That's why guys have to understand, you know, you can't pitch one guy out of the bullpen seven straight days. It's just not possible. You know, you get in the playoffs, you know, they ramp it up. They might go 4 days in a row, or if there's no off day, whatever, 3 days in a row. But, you know, you can't do that right now and expect a guy to last for 30 more games. You know, it's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to, you know, our starters have picked up a ton of innings this year. The bullpen, you know, we have to put them in the best situations for them to succeed. And when you have a chance to win, you know, you go for it. And if you don't, you have to figure out the best way to get through based on rest and who's, you know, what we have coming the next day and all those things. So we factor it all in, but we're putting our best foot forward for every single night, not just hoping that we get, you know, to a certain point and we can use the same guys over and over.
You're at a point in the season, I think, obviously with 30 some games to go, where you're making a postseason push. You've also had the struggles out in the bullpen, but you've also had like innings start to creep up for a lot of these starters. How do you balance pushing the starters a little bit further so you have to rely less on the bullpen versus not pushing them too far to tax them when it comes to the innings that they've pitched?
Well, that's not something that we just realized today. You know, like we've known that these guys right from the get-go, the starters have thrown the ball extremely well. They've been putting up big innings. And we've prepped for this, right? That we monitor a lot of stuff behind the scenes as far as body fatigue, arm fatigue, you know, body weight, all those kinds of things that could factor into seeing some dip in performance. And above all, we listen to them. You know, I mean, we've given guys the extra day anytime we can. This month, we've talked about the off days we've had. You know, we're coming up on a stretch starting Friday with 14 games in 13 days. So that'll be the last stretch of games throughout the regular season where guys will be on regular rest as far as the rotation. So, you know, we've given the guys, the starters that have been here all year have had the benefit of the doubt. They've earned that to get the extra inning, and, you know, so far so good. But, you know, every inning is not the same, right? So if you have high stress in an inning or you've thrown 25 pitches, three innings in a row, that's different than if you go out there and throw seven innings and every inning's a 12 to 15 pitch inning. So every day is different. The weather's different every time they go out. All those things factor in, and you know, we try to pay attention to all those things, and then we make the best informed decision we can when to go to the pen.
You get Lorenzen tonight versus Johnny Cueto. I mean, it's a return for him. When's the last time you've had to do a scouting report on a Johnny Cueto as a pitcher?
Yeah, good question. I can't remember the last time I saw him pitch live. You know, I've seen him on video, you know, he was with the Marlins and stuff, but I don't remember the last time I saw him pitch live.
How do you get ready for so long?
Well, it's the same process. I mean, we have all the information, we have the data, we have the video. So we'll piece that all together. The hitting guys have their process that they follow every night. You know, and the players will do their homework too and watch and see what it looks like and see how the movement patterns are, and we'll come up with our approach.
Yeah. You sound like my wife today with the allergies. She woke up this morning and she texted me because allergies are terrible today. So I don't know if
definitely think it's kicked in these last couple days.
Oh, yeah. It has.
It's brutal. Well, hey, when you get a win tonight and you win the series, you get ready for the Philadelphia Phillies, you get to play, you know, Sugar Magnolia in the locker room tonight. Let the boys get a little taste of what the real music sounds like, you know?
Okay. I don't think that's on their post-game playlist. It could be on mine riding home.
That's right. It should be. Well, hey, take care, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, guys, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.